Well, I'm not happy to sit here today and tell you that this is going to be one of the toughest budgets that Norfolk County has ever faced. As you know, we're looking today at a potential levy increase of 14.5% or a $12 million operating increase. And it's incumbent upon this council to make some really tough decisions during these budget deliberations. Despite the fact that everyone told me not to, I did try to read all of the comments online surrounding these budget deliberations, because who knows what kind of ideas one might find in there. Even Mr. DeBock, instead of his usual routine, had to my delight some useful comments amongst his writings. No backyard chickens laying golden eggs aren't the answer to our problems, Gary. But I did like your idea about cutting the recycling to bi-weekly. And don't worry, changing our winter maintenance standards was already written up in the budget documents. But I'm sure you already knew that, because I'm confident you read the budget documents and were informed prior to your commentary. I bring up social media because one of the recurrent themes that I read online is, why is this happening this year and not last year, when council debated the budget for the first time? In reality, this is this council and this administration's first real budget together. We were brand new on the job last year, and since that time, we now know that several accounting irregularities and poor accounting practices have been discovered. I honestly can't help but wonder how council's vote to finance the Norfolk Inn for $250,000 for 20 years would have gone had we known then exactly what we know now about the massive tax burden we are about to impose on our constituents. Would this council have voted to continue to fund Ride Norfolk to the tune of $35 per ride had we known then what we know now? Would previous council have voted to continually reduce the winter control budget had they known it was generally running in a deficit? Quite frankly, would we have still voted for all of the "it's only $6" increases along the way that were passed so easily by this council? Make no mistake, that segment of the population that we are leveraging this corporation to provide service to, those that are on fixed income, those are the people that hands down are going to be the most affected by whatever increases we settle on over the next 2 days. The question will be, how many "it's only $6" increases can they handle before there's nothing left? Or another way to look at it, could that money have been better directed to something as cherished by their community as the Delhi Pool, a place that gives back to many and not just the chosen few? Remember, Norfolk can't be all things to some people. Of the $12 million operating increase, $670,000 is based on your previous council's decisions that this council had absolutely no control over. Decisions like funding waste and staff positions out of reserve accounts and not off the levy like they should have been. Speaking of funding staff positions out of reserve accounts, in his recent CBC article, the inaccuracies were many. But one of my favorites, besides improperly alleging that a lawyer, of all people, was fired — I don't know about you, but if I was going to write in a national news report that a lawyer was fired, I think I'd want to make sure that I had my facts straight first. The journalist then went on to improperly suggest that Norfolk County is cutting a complaints and compliance position. No, CBC, Norfolk County's amazing finance team, under new leadership, is finally empowered to correct the errors of the past practices that they knew were incorrect and that ultimately have led us to this point in time. And as a result, have created a new HR position under new budget initiatives that would ensure that the complaints and compliance position was being properly funded by the levy. Otherwise, one day you'll wake up and there's barely any reserve accounts left. Oh wait, that is what we are facing now. Having to add $2.5 million to replenish those depleted reserve accounts so that we are saving for a rainy day, which is the actual purpose of a reserve account. Additional debt that has been incurred has added another $3 million alone. Under the previous council and leadership, would staff have brought forward another multi-million dollar drainage write-off? How about $320,000 yearly for unaccounted post-employment benefits? Just to bring the budget in line with factual figures, an adjustment of $2.8 million needed to be made. But by decisions like this, at tax time, I get for everyone a nice political palatable 2% increase, as they did in the past, and secure your vote for the next time around. Low taxes, buy votes. We are not about to be popular. Of our 14.5% increase, 3.1% of it, higher than any of the previous council's increases, was just to fix those accounting mistakes. And on top of all of the financial pressures we are already facing, the province is downloading even more on municipalities. In healthcare, what was historically an 80-20 cost-sharing model is now 70-30, all at a time when our aging population needs more care and not less. The ship has been running this course long before most of us found our seats around these storied chambers. This council and this staff are now taking the necessary steps to fix these past problems so that Norfolk County can be on solid financial footing for years to come. We've seen a change at the head of the finance department, and it's our staff that is now bringing this stuff forward. In these last 4 months, I couldn't be prouder of what our finance department has been able to accomplish and the work that they have done to right those wrongs of the past, as well as a thank you to all of our other staff members in our other departments that work tirelessly to bring the suggestions forward that are before you today. The next few days aren't going to be easy, and on behalf of all of council, thank you. Anyway, the point is, council, you can't have it all. Norfolk County's expenses have grown on an average of $4.6 million year over year, and yet our revenues have only grown on average 3.3. When I heard Jason Burgess say to me for the first time, fundamentally, Norfolk County has an expense problem and not a revenue problem, I wanted to jump for joy. Not because that's good news, but if anybody remembers my inaugural speech, I specifically countered what council was told repeatedly by our then administration since day one at council's orientation. Norfolk County, we were told, has a revenue problem and not an expense problem. I could never have supported a move like this last year because there was zero effort being made to try to lead the council to making the tough decisions to start to curb the excessive and very clearly unsustainable spending in Norfolk County. Remember that in the days ahead, Norfolk County has an expense problem and not a revenue problem. Councillors, if you think you've received many calls regarding this potential increase, I can almost assure you it will be nothing like the amount you will receive when the first tax bills are delivered. And if you do want it all, remember it is those on fixed incomes that you are hurting the most. That's not to say these aren't worthy causes, but there are better ways. Thank you.